Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First of all, are you at least 18 years old and registered to vote?
Yes, I am, but I believe that I've already taken this.
But I'm sure it's about the upcoming elections for president, Congress, and other offices, and also about important
issues. Okay, if you want to be longer than 2 minutes, I don't have the time, so you'll have to call me back another time.
Okay, I will call you later or tomorrow. The survey takes about 6 to 7 minutes, depending on your answers. But thank you for taking the call.
6 to 7 minutes.
Correct. Can you please help us out now?
I can give you 6 minutes of my time.
Okay, thank you for your help. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television stations?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
African American and Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is your age, just to make sure you speak to all ages?
I'm 59.
I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
All of them are important.
Much more, or just somewhat more important?
Just as important?
Just somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are somewhat important than usual?
Well, I feel all elections are important, so we can get the right people in and figure out who will be the best candidate for this type of, the general election.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not too satisfied with it, so somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
The President really don't run too much of anything. They just, somewhat
approve. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salaries just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, and rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
I really can't get ahead.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of different policy issues and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming election for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. The first issue is creating more affordable housing and addressing homelessness. From 0 to 10, how important?
You say 10 is very important?
Correct. 10 means the most important issue, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not important at all. You may use 10. Any number. From 0 to 10. 10, okay? The next one, fighting back against racism and discrimination. From 0 to 10?
10.
Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
Taking greater action to combat climate change, making us less dependent on fossil fuels, and building a clean energy future. From 0 to 10, how important?
I'm a 9.
And the last two, investing in Medicaid to provide more access to home care and better wages for home care workers.
10.
The last one, reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable.
10.
OK, market, and we're almost done with the report. We're 60% now. Thank you so much for your time. Thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose to improving K-12 public school and making college more affordable, tackling inflation and improving the economy, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. The last three, bringing in new leadership and making change for the first woman of color president, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, or the last one, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. You may choose two.
I would say, did you mention the economy?
Correct. Tackling inflation and improving the economy.
Yes,
this is the first. And one more or just
and,
one?
And for rights. What did you say about the white supremacists? What was that?
Combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And now I'd like to read your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues. It's in a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. And we'll go on the next one. The first one is Barack Obama. From 0 to 100, how would you rate Barack Obama?
About a 58%.
Okay. Cornel West?
You said Cornel West?
Yes, from 0 to 100, how would you rate Cornel West?
Probably a 47.
Okay. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
About a 49%.
Hakeem Jeffries, from 0 to 100?
Jeffries, I have no knowledge, too much knowledge of him.
Hakeem Jeffries, never heard? Okay. The last three, Kamala Harris, from 0 to 100?
35.
Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general?
About 50.
And the last one, J.D. Vance, from 0 to 100.
Wait a minute.
No problem.
Say that again.
J.D. Vance, from 0 to 100. How would you rate J.D. Vance?
I don't know too much about him.
Never heard of? Okay. And I know we're still a long way off, but the election for president were held today. And the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. For whom will you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Very undecided.
Okay. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I don't know. Independently.
Okay. And now we're 75%. Again, thank you for kindness to help us. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. And for each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, someone agrees, someone disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. Just two statements. Three. The first one, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America. Strongly agree with that, someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she's a woman. Strongly agree with that, someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
You said what will happen? I'm sorry.
I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman. Strongly agree with that statement, someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
And the last statement, I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president. Strongly agree, someone agrees, someone disagrees, or strongly disagree?
Probably if it was a different black woman, I probably would be excited. I'm not too excited.
Okay, so somewhat disagree with the statement or just somewhat agree?
Yeah, somewhat disagree, somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, okay. And I would like to read you some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. And please tell me who you think will be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? Just five issues. The first issue, fixing the immigration system. Harris much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
Trump much better.
Improving K-12 public school education, Harris or Trump?
I'm undecided on that.
Maybe somewhat better, Harris, or Trump somewhat better?
Somewhat better, Trump.
Trump, okay. Improving maternal health issues and disproportionate negative health outcomes for black women.
Somewhat better for Kamala.
Okay. Implementing common sense gun reform that helps to keep guns out of the hand of people who shouldn't have them. Harris much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better? Handling that issue.
Harris somewhat better.
The last issue, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Kamala, somewhat better.
Somewhat better, okay. And this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for kind of to help us. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out a vote in 2024. Please read it using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote. 5, it's somewhat convincing. And 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. Just two statements. The first one, we can use our vote to improve K-12 education in our communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With our vote, we can demand more equitable education funding so that the quality of a public school isn't dependent on its zip code. We can demand higher teacher pay so that we can get the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of our vote, we can improve educational outcomes for our children. That was very convincing. Some other 0, from 0 to 10.
9.
Okay. The last one. Some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits from Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for the future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of entitlement programs, ignoring that we spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. It's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security. Very convincing reason to vote, somewhat convincing or not at all, from 0 to 10.
Very.
Is that a 10? From 0 to 10?
A 10.
10, okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Very important.
Much more important than previous, or somewhat more?
Much more important.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Twitter, yes or no?
No.
Facebook?
No.
Instagram?
No.
TikTok?
No.
And YouTube?
No.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college or college graduate or postgraduate?
College graduate.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
One, yes.
Yes, okay. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times
every
a year?
Week.
Every week? Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed and a student.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
You as well.
Bye.
You're welcome.